Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you in the loop with all the news you should know about. Today, find out how the big boy locomotive is having a big economic impact in Scranton. And learn about a storytelling competition coming up this weekend. It's Thursday, June 18th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start in Harrisburg today, actually, with a bit more on this week's state Supreme Court ruling on skill games. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says he's not surprised that the state Supreme Court says so-called skill games are unregulated gambling devices. The court ruled on Monday that the slot-like machines, which have cropped up in bars and social clubs, are illegal. But the court gave officials 4 months to come up with a regulatory policy, and at a Tuesday press event, Shapiro said leaders must do so.
I think we all knew that we needed to do something to both regulate and tax skill games. I've been calling for this for 3 straight years.
Senate Republican leaders say taxing skill games is a, quote, critical piece of this year's state budget, which is due on July 1st. Shapiro says he's glad that Republicans want to act. Learn more about the ruling in Tuesday's episode of Up to Date. Now back to Scranton. A storytelling competition in Scranton this weekend will present personal anecdotes with a common theme. WVIA's Haley O'Brien has more.
The LGBTQ Story Slam, hosted by Scranton Fringe, will bring 8 storytellers to the stage. All queer or allies of the LGBTQ community, they'll have about 5 minutes to tell a story based on the theme, Don't Stop Me Now.
The stories are all about resilience through the world telling them no.
Imachi Demoriaku chose the storytellers for Saturday's live event at the Scranton Cultural Center.
This area is a scene that invites everybody, and this program highlights the best of what we have, but it also shines a light on, like, hey, we're human too.
Charlie Rude, a trans woman from Lackawanna County, attended the Story Slam last year.
That was my first year completely out as a queer person, and it had a phenomenal experience there. I really loved it.
This year, she has a story to tell.
Having a place where people can gather together and share their identities, who they are, how they live, and show that we just have normal lives, that's so important, because when you have to live your life suppressing who you really are, it always ends in tragedy.
I'm Haley O'Brien, WVIA News.
Thanks, Haley. The LGBTQ Story Slam is Saturday at the Scranton Cultural Center. Find the full story at WVIA.org. And stay with us. There's more Up to Date after this break.
I'm Boris Krawchenyuk with WVIA News. Thanks for listening to WVIA Radio. Read more about some of the stories you hear at our website, wvia.org/news. We appreciate your support because we report to you.
Welcome back. So it definitely feels like we've been all about trains this week, but there's a good reason for that. Union Pacific's Big Boy has already drawn thousands of hardcore and casual rail fans to Steamtown National Historic Site this week to see the massive locomotive side by side with one of its former workmates. With those throngs of spectators come a big windfall for the region's economy, as WVIA's Roger Dupuy explains.
Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce President Bob Durkin and his team were excited, just like many other visitors, to see Union Pacific's Big Boy 4014 up close this week.
It's really cool, and I cannot say enough about the combination of the folks from Steamtown and Union Pacific being so helpful and so providing such really interesting information. So it was a cool experience.
They even had the chance to tour the inside of the rail cars Big Boy hauled here to Scranton and to talk with celebrity engineer Ed Dickens.
By the way, we did get a chance to meet Ed and get an autograph for my assistant's son is a train buff at the highest order.
Okay.
An eight-year-old boy who honestly knows more about trains than all of us combined.
For Durkin, though, the bigger story may be what Big Boy's visit will mean for Scranton and Northeast Pennsylvania. Big exposure and big bucks. He cited National Park Service figures suggesting that day trippers to Steamtown have typically spent about $80 per person. Those numbers may be dated and not adjusted for inflation, Durkin said, rounding that up to $100 for day trippers and an estimated $500 for an overnight stay. He sees the economic ripple effect quickly mounting, given the estimated 65,000 people who turned out to see Big Boy on Monday and Tuesday this week.
So overall, and again, this is just these first 2 days we're talking about, you know, let's say 12 to 13 million. And then, you know, add the fact that it's going to be there for another 10 days overall, I believe. 15 million, I don't have any hesitation to say, and an impact, direct impact of 15 million, indirect of another 5. So we could be talking $20 million.
While there are undoubtedly many local visitors coming to Steamtown to see Big Boy, Durkin and others note that large numbers of out-of-state spectators have been coming too.
Because there are a lot of locals there that are going as well, but so many of these, believe me, I saw it. I saw it on their T-shirts. I saw it on the cars all around downtown. Yeah, virtually, like, you know, every car that go by was a different state. And so what does that mean? That these folks who have probably never seen Scranton are recognizing that downtown Scranton and the city of Scranton and northeastern Pennsylvania as a whole is really, really filled with all kinds of great amenities.
Friendly Alien Books on Wyoming Avenue is a few blocks from Steamtown. The shop is usually closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. Owner Bridget Lawrence decided to open for the Big Boy reunion. The number of people coming into the store increased as lines to see the Big Boys grew longer. Lawrence said the customers came from a wide area.
But now that, like, those wait times are up, yeah, people are exploring more. It is mostly out of state that we've seen. So I've got Connecticut, Massachusetts, Kentucky this morning. So a lot of people from all over.
Big Boy will be on display at Steamtown until June 30th, departing Scranton on July 1st to continue its cross-country America 250 tour. Roger Dupuis, WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for listening today. One more show this week, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.